10 months ago, the crew of Voyager was pulled into the Delta Quadrant by an entity known as the Caretaker.
Not enough time!
When he died, Voyager's best chance of getting home died with him. But he revealed one hopeful possibility.
There is another like me. She left hundreds of years ago, but she's out there somewhere.
Incense floats upwards from a burner on a table in Tuvok's quarters, where he and Kes are deep in concentration. Tuvok places his hands carefully on her face, fingers stretched symmetrically above her brow, on her cheek, and below her jaw, in a Vulcan mind meld.
Open yourself to the impressions around you. The thoughts, the minds that are on this ship. What do you hear?
Voices. So many voices.
I believe you are sensing the thoughts of various crew members on board.
What should I do?
See if you can isolate one of the voices. Imagine you are listening to a symphony and focusing on a single instrument.
It's working.
Try to maintain your emotional equanimity. You should not be concerned with success or failure.
Way too much now. Don't touch the sideburns.
It's Neelix. I can hear Neelix's thoughts.
That is not unexpected. You have an emotional attachment to him, which may have drawn your focus.
My scalp itches. Maybe I should tell him about that shampoo of his.
I think he's getting a haircut.
He's trimming the ear hairs. I told him the ear hairs were the perfect length. Not the ear hairs.
If you are to succeed in honing your telepathic abilities, you must learn to control these emotional outbursts.
Outburst? It was a giggle.
Tomorrow, I will teach you a Vulcan mind control technique that will help you inhibit your giggles.
Thanks, Tuvok.
You may go.
You're late.
Sorry. My lesson with Lieutenant Tuvok went a little long today.
Today, yesterday, and the day before. You'd think a Vulcan would be more attuned to punctuality.
I'll try to keep a closer eye on the time from now on.
So, how was school today?
Wonderful. Tuvok helped me with a sensory focus exercise. We worked on my precognitive skills, and I learned how to self-induce a hypergogic mental state.
Sounds stimulating.
He says I'm making excellent progress.
I had no doubt that you would. But I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't let these mind studies interfere with your...
What's that?
I don't know.
Searching for the origin of the sound, the Doctor and Kes cross through sickbay to an alcove. The Doctor unlocks the door to reveal a lump of rock vibrating very fast in a sealed glass sphere. The Doctor scans it. Startled by its sudden peace, they look from each other to the object in amazement. British Sky Broadcasting presents Star Trek Voyager, based on Star Trek created by Gene Roddenberry. This episode is entitled Cold Fires.
Thank you.
Captain Janeway studies the object.
Life signs.
Apparently so. But before I could analyze them, the life signs simply ceased.
I'm scanning the remains on all biospectral frequencies. It's completely inert. Dead.
Somehow I find it hard to believe this rock suddenly came to life for several seconds.
I concur. However, dead or alive, these are the remains of an alien entity we never fully understood. It may be prudent to place it in a level 3 biohazard containment field.
Agreed. But first I want to take a look at...
I'm picking up life signs. They're Sporocystian.
The caretaker was a Sporocystian life form.
But according to my readings, the life signs aren't coming from the remains. The remains are simply resonating in response to an external energy source. Some other life form.
Where?
Let's find out. Janeway to Bridge. Mr. Kim, begin scans for a Sporocystian life form.
Aye, Captain. Stand by. I've got it, Captain. A Sporocystian energy burst approximately 10 light years distant. But I can't get a precise fix on its location.
The life signs are gone.
These remains could be responding to the caretaker's mate.
If that's true, maybe we could use them to track her down.
And if we can find her, she might have the ability to send us home.
Taurus to Janeway.
Go ahead.
We've placed the remains in a hexi-prismatic field, Captain. The next time it responds to Sporocystian energy, the field
should give us a heading to the source. You're using the remains like a compass.
Exactly.
Good work. Keep us apprised. Janeway out.
Captain, the caretaker was a being of considerable power, and although his intent was not hostile, we were essentially at his mercy. I do not care to repeat that experience.
And if we are about to meet his mate, you'd like it to be on more even ground.
Precisely. I have studied the doctor's biochemical analysis of the caretaker remains, and I believe it is possible to create a Sporocystian toxin, something which might debilitate the life form.
Sounds like a sensible precaution. Get on it.
I'm picking up Sporocystian energy.
Dakota to engineering. We're picking up life signs. Is your compass working?
Stand by. Activate the field. I can't get a bearing on the source. Try increasing the spatial resolution.
Spatial resolution at maximum.
The life signs are fading, and I still can't get a lock on the coordinates.
Boosting the signal gain.
We've got it, Captain.
Bearing 272, Mark 19. Acknowledged. Mr. Paris, set a course and engage at maximum warp.
Aye, Captain. Captain. We're picking up an artificial structure on long-range sensors. It appears to be a space station of some kind.
Slow to impulse and put it on screen.
Spiky arms stretch from the spherical core of the space station.
That looks a lot like the caretaker's array.
The configuration is similar. So is the surface composition, but it's only about 1/10 the size.
Are there any Sporocystian life forms on board?
No, but I am picking up over 2,000 carbon-based life forms. They appear to be... Wait a second. Confirming. Captain? They're Ocampa.
We're approaching the station, Captain.
All stop. Hail them, Mr. Tuvok.
No response. I am reading an energy surge from the station. Possibly weapons.
Shields. Definitely weapons.
Shields are holding.
Incoming message from the array.
Let's hear it.
You're not wanted here.
We pose no threat to you. I'm Captain Catherine Janeway.
You have been warned.
That's right. There appears to be an entire colony. And according to our sensors, the station is at least 300 years old.
Kes, is there any Ocampa history about people who left your planet
were captured by aliens and taken away?
No. The idea that there could be Okompa anywhere but on the homeworld is something no one ever considered. I thought I was the only one.
Since you're definitely the only one on Voyager, I want you to act as an intermediary.
Gladly. What should I do?
The first step is to arrange a meeting. Let's see if we can get that far. Hail the array.
This is becoming tiresome, Captain. If you force us to take further aggressive action...
I have someone here who wishes to speak with you.
Janeway steps to one side and the Okompa stares in disbelief as Kes walks forward.
My name is Kes. I'm an Okompa.
This is some kind of trick.
I assure you it's not a trick.
What would an Okompa be doing on an alien starship?
It's a long story. But I'd like to know what an Okompa is doing on an alien space station.
That is also a long story.
Then I suggest we meet and tell each other our stories. May we come aboard your station?
No, but I'm willing to come to your ship.
Janeway smiles and puts a congratulatory arm around Kez's shoulder. The officers gather in the ready room.
Our readings identified a Sporocystian life form in this area. We've been looking for that life form for months.
Why? To destroy it?
No. On the contrary. We believe it has the technology that could send us home.
Captain, are you aware of how your ship is regarded? That when Voyager appears, people fear destruction?
Your ship is known as a ship of death.
What?
You've established quite a reputation. You killed the caretaker, declared war on the Kazon, raided planets for their resources.
None of that is true. We've never attacked anyone except in self-defense.
And we did not kill the caretaker. He died of natural causes.
Mr. Tanis, please try to understand. We only want to find the entity we've been looking for.
I want to talk to you alone.
Our sensors tell us she's somewhere in this region. Can you help us find her?
Captain, I'd like to speak to Tanis alone if I may.
Very well.
Janeway nods to her crew and Tanis waits until everyone has left the room.
Why should I believe any of this?
These are kind people, Tanis. They saved my life at great risk to themselves when they didn't have to. They wouldn't lie to you.
I will admit these people are hardly what I expected. But more unexpected was finding you here, Kes. I had no idea any Okompa had left the homeworld so recently.
I have about 1,000 questions to ask you.
I know, and I'm going to try to answer them. Is this where you spend your time?
You mean in this room? No. This is where the bridge officers usually meet.
I want to see where you live. I want to see the place that is special to you. You did all this?
I had a little help, but yes, most of it is my work.
Well, you've done well. Bringing something so beautiful into a place so sterile.
Sterile? Voyager?
Look around you, Kes. This is a cold and barren place.
There are over 150 people on board. I'd hardly call that barren.
There are people, but there's so little life. Part of me weeps to see you in this place. You're so isolated. Corridors, bulkheads, all cutting you off from the world around you.
You live on a space station. How is it any different?
Oh, I assure you, it's very different. You're very young, aren't you?
2 years.
Would it surprise you to know that I'm 14 years old?
That's not possible. The oldest Okompa only lived to be 9.
You know so little about your own people. There's so much for you to learn about yourself, about the galaxy. Being here on this ship is holding you back.
These people are helping me. I'm a member of the crew.
I suppose we were like you once, innocent, naive. But when Suspiria brought us here 300 years ago, she began to teach us how we could become stronger than we ever could have on the homeworld.
Suspiria, is that your caretaker?
We don't think of her as a caretaker. Her species is actually called the Nacine.
Then you do know her. Where is she?
Nearby. But she's so different from the entity you knew. He was only interested in maintaining the status quo. He kept our people servile and weak. Suspiria taught us to develop our psychokinetic skills that had lain dormant for so long. We have abilities far beyond anything you can imagine.
Like what?
We can enhance life. And that's only the beginning, Kes.
All the plants that Kes has so proudly shown him have suddenly grown. A burst of floral color spreads throughout the metal-walled room, and the plants overwhelm their seedbeds, stretching upwards through the growth lights. Flowers bloom in bright reds, purples, blues, and whites. Kes is awestruck and rushes from seedbed to seedbed in abandoned, joyful excitement, her eyes wide with wonder. Tanis speaks to her telepathically.
I have to return to the station. We'll talk again.
Tanis leaves Kes staring at how beautiful everything is.
Sounds like you've established a dialogue with Tanis. It's an excellent beginning. Good work.
Thank you, Captain.
Kes. Is there something wrong?
Not exactly. I'm just a little overwhelmed. I always believed that my people had the potential to be more than what they were, that our mental abilities could be somehow heightened. And now I've met someone who's realized that potential, and I don't know whether to be excited or frightened.
A non-emotional response would be more useful.
But since you're not a Vulcan, I'd say a mixture of the two emotions would be appropriate. It's an exciting moment, Kes, and I'm very happy for you. But just remember, we know very little about these Okampa. Be cautious in your dealings with Tanis.
I will. But I just have a good feeling about him.
On the Okampa space station, Tanis walks slowly into a room. He seems almost in a trance. Sitting at a table, he raises his palms to his forehead, clenches his fists, and lays them on the table. Looking upwards, he speaks with his mind.
I've met with the Okampa girl. She has potential.
I don't care about the girl. She's yours. Bring me the ship.
This is delicious. Mr. Tanis, is it true you're 14 years old?
Yes, that's quite common with my people here. Suspiria helped us develop a technology to extend the Okampa lifespan 3 generations ago. My father lived to be 20 years.
Would that technology work for Kes?
Possibly.
Where does Suspiria live? On another array?
Oh, nothing so corporeal as that. She exists as pure sporocysteine energy. She only assumes physical form when we need to communicate with her.
Does she occupy our space-time continuum?
I don't know. All I know is when we need her, she comes. I'll take you to the meeting place. I'm sure all your questions will be answered then. You'll enjoy meeting her, Kes, as well as the other Okampa here.
I'd love to visit the station.
Visit? Why not stay with us?
Stay?
Yes. I think you could learn a lot from us. We from you. We haven't been in contact with the Okampa homeworld for hundreds of years. We'd be fascinated to hear about our distant cousins.
That sounds wonderful, but...
Kes, you certainly don't have to decide something this important right now. Give it some thought.
She's absolutely right. There's no rush.
I appreciate that. I am curious about your mental abilities. They're so much greater than mine.
Do not underestimate your own potential, Kes. Your mental abilities are rapidly maturing.
I might be able to help you. No offense to Mr. Tuvok, but I am more familiar with the Okampa mind.
I would appreciate any insight you could give me.
Oh, good. Maybe later this evening.
It is a highly reactive sporocysteine toxin.
I ran a microcellular analysis of the caretaker's remains and discovered a critical enzyme in his cellular structure.
The energy in this cylinder is formulated to break down that enzyme. It would result in temporary paralysis.
Mr. Tanis says she's harmless.
It is my hope that we only have to use it as a precautionary measure.
Very well. Proceed.
In your mind, visualize your hand. Reach out with that hand and grab the teacup. Reach out with the fingers of your mind. Grasp it. Do you have it?
I can feel the handle and the texture of the metal, but I can't move it.
Don't try to move it. Just take a drink from it. See, you can do it.
I don't understand. I didn't try to move it.
No, you just tried to drink from it. And what would you do if you wanted to take a drink?
I'd reach out and pick it up.
That's right. But you wouldn't be thinking about picking it up. You'd simply do it. And that's what you just learned. Focus on the goal, not the task. When you wanted the tea, it came to you.
Excuse me.
We're not finished. I know you're tired, but I want you to try one more thing. It's cold. Wouldn't it taste better if it were hot?
Kes turns towards Neelix with a broad grin, quivering with childlike excitement.
See past the liquid, not with your eyes, with your mind. What your eyes show you is only the surface of reality. Look deeper. There is no liquid. There is no cup. There's only a collection of molecules and atoms, moving, vibrating.
She looks deep into the liquid with her mind.
I see them. They're barely moving.
That's because they're cold. How would you heat them up?
With a fire.
That's right. With the fire of your mind.
How do I do that?
Focus on the goal, not the task. Don't think about creating the fire. Just use it.
The atoms begin to spin faster and faster, and suddenly flames appear around each one. They collide violently with each other. Neelix stares in astonishment as the liquid begins to bubble. Under the watchful eye of her mentor, Kez's eyes widen with surprise and joy.
I see it now. It's so simple.
That's right. But that's enough for tonight. Tomorrow, I'll take you to the next level. Until then, good night.
May I say something now?
Of course, Neelix.
I'm so proud of you. I knew you could do it. This is a whole new beginning for you, Kes.
I know. What if I did go?
Go?
To the Ocampo Array. If I decided to live with Tanis and the others, would you go with me?
I'd go anywhere with you.
Captain's log, supplemental. We've arrived at what Tanis calls the meeting place, the region of space where Suspiria exists.
Nothing on sensors, Captain.
Captain, may I access your communications equipment?
Of course.
I've sent out a subspace carrier wave. Suspiria should respond within the next 47 hours. I'll be in my quarters.
We'll let you know when she makes her appearance.
Well, that won't be necessary. I'll know when she's here.
In Tuvok's quarters, Kes places a cup on a table between them.
Tanis has shown me the next level, the psychokinetic manipulation of matter.
That is a large step for someone whose mental abilities are still undisciplined. Nevertheless, I am intrigued.
May I?
Please.
He showed me how to use the fire in my mind.
Fascinating. How However, I would advise caution in exploring this ability until you have mastered the...
I have to stop the fire. How do I stop the fire? Tuvok! Tuvok! Can you tell me what to do? Tuvok!
Tuvok slumps to the floor, his face bulging, his body racked with pain.
Lieutenant, can you hear me?
What happened?
Your cell membranes went through hypothermal induction. The temperature of your blood rose by 37 degrees in a matter of seconds. You were in shock, and I resuscitated you. I'm restricting you to light duty for the next 3 days. Try and get some rest.
That will not be necessary, Doctor. My Vulcan healing techniques do not require an extended period of convalescence.
Vulcans make the worst patients. Fine, but if you're feeling any nausea or dizziness, I'm expecting you to report the sick bay at once.
Of course.
Tuvok, I'm so...
You are probably feeling the emotion known as remorse. Possibly guilt. I advise you to look on this incident as a learning experience.
It's not that easy. I almost killed you.
That is correct. But you did not. Try to remember that. I will see you tomorrow at 1500 hours, assuming you wish to continue your training.
You still want to teach me?
If this experience proves anything, it is that you need further instruction. And I would regret not continuing as your instructor.
Thanks, Tuvok.
Kes enters the aponics lab and glows with joy and pride as she gently brushes her fingertips over the leaves of her plants.
How's the Vulcan? Is he going to recover?
You heard?
In a manner of speaking. I was aware of what happened.
He's going to be all right. No thanks to me. Tanis, I've been thinking. I don't know if I'm ready for this.
What's wrong?
If I can't control my abilities, there might be another accident.
I'm afraid it isn't going to get any easier, Kes. You're already starting to manifest abilities far beyond anything you've ever imagined. Soon you'll be so far beyond the other beings on the ship that you'll look at them as they look at pets.
They're not pets. They're people. They're my friends.
And I'm sure you care for them very much. I'm sure they're wonderful people. They certainly seem that way to me, but... it's time that you began to accept how different you are from them. The people on this ship, they live their lives trapped inside their primitive skulls, depending on flesh and bone to tell them what the universe is like. They don't know what it is to see beyond the physical. Touch it. This is how they know the universe. They touch the flower, the nerve impulses travel up their arm to the brain, and in their mind they sense the moisture of the petals, the texture of the leaves, the sharpness of the thorns. And they think they know what it feels like, but they don't. Now touch it. Reach out with your thoughts. Feel it for the very first time. Think of nothing but the flower. It's the only object in the universe. Know it. Know it in a way only an Ogampa can.
The colors intensify.
Can you see it?
Yes. It's more than seeing. It's more than touching. I know this flower.
You can do more. Reach out. Feel all the life in this room.
Looks at Tanis. His face seems to glow more brightly. She walks around the seedbed, staring in wonder as the oranges, reds, and blues around her seem to throb like heartbeats. The colors intensify, pulsing with life. Kes walks slowly back to Tanis.
Yes, I can feel it. I know them all. They're so beautiful.
It can be more beautiful. Bring the fire.
She She stands with her eyes closed and her arms slightly raised, and in her mind the fire engulfs the room surrounding her. She crumples to the floor in ecstasy. Tanis helps her to her feet, and she stares groggily up at him. All around her, her plants are black and shriveled.
How did it feel?
They're dead. They're all dead. Amazing.
You felt life. You embraced its essence with your mind, and then you transformed it. There's nothing else like it in the universe.
I killed those plants. Just like I almost killed Tuvok. But I don't want to hurt anybody.
Of course you don't. That's not the point. Hurt people, help them, give life, kill. It's all the same. Once you see beyond the physical, you see the universe as it truly is. Now you know why you can't stay with these people. Why you have to come with me. Come back to the station. We'll care for you. We'll train you.
Oh, I don't know. I still need some more time to think about it.
Take all the time you want. But when you meet Suspiria, I think you'll decide to join us.
Why?
Because Suspiria is your future. She's part of us, and we're a part of her. All the Ocampa here are connected in a way that can't be put into words. And if you develop your abilities far enough, Suspiria will invite you to go with her to Exosha.
Exosha?
A place the humanoids on this ship call a subspace layer, a place of pure thought, pure energy. Place of the mind. Think about it, Kes. When you're ready, Suspiria will embrace you. Good night.
The caretaker's remains vibrate in the makeshift compass in engineering. Taurus rushes to it.
Taurus to bridge.
The caretaker's remains are resonating again.
It's definitely reacting to its Borussistian life form. And from what I can tell, that life form is right on top of us.
Acknowledged.
Captain, there's a subspace rupture forming directly ahead.
Yellow alert. Janeway to Tanis, will you please come to the bridge? I believe we've made contact with Suspiria.
I know. I'm on my way.
I think we should run a biospectral analysis. Some of these readings are pretty strange. And get me the sensor logs on that subspace rupture out there.
Tentacles slither down the wall.
Captain, I'm picking up some strange readings in engineering. Some kind of plasmatic energy field is forming.
Janeway to Taurus, we're picking up some odd plasmatic readings down there. Can you confirm? Janeway to Taurus.
Security, meet me in main engineering.
Aye, sir.
Kes sits alone in the mess hall. She is completely still and she stares out of the window, seeing nothing, almost meditating. Slowly, she looks upwards, a nervous, uncertain expression on her face.
It's time to go.
Go? Where?
Back to the Ocampa station. Everyone's waiting for you, Kes. The connection has been made. You're part of us now. Your future has already begun.
Tuvok and one of his security officers cautiously enter engineering. They hold their phasers ready, quickly checking for danger. Suddenly, they both stop, staring at the floor in confusion.
Tuvok to bridge.
Go ahead.
I believe the female caretaker is here.
Commander, you have the bridge.
Can't you feel the connection? Your people are calling to you. Listen to them.
Yes. I can hear them. All of them.
And can you hear Suspiria?
Kes walks away, her face shadowed in concentration as she strains to hear with her mind. Captain Janeway strides into engineering. She stares wildly around, unable to see anybody. She walks cautiously around the warp core, her unease growing.
Tuvok. Who are you?
Suspiria.
A little blonde-haired girl in a pink dress looks up at Janeway.
I've been looking forward to meeting you.
Why?
Because I had the opportunity to talk to your companion before he died.
Yes, I know.
I can feel her presence. She's powerful. Turbulent. She's upset. She's angry.
Kes.
She wants to destroy the ship.
Kes, listen to me. There's nothing to worry about.
Am I interrupting?
He told us that you were curious and went off to explore the galaxy. We're explorers too, but your friend brought us to this quadrant against our will, and we haven't been able to find a way back.
Is that why you killed him?
We didn't kill him.
You destroyed the array, and you took his remains.
I assure you.
No!
You killed him. And now, I will kill you.
As the little girl stands up, Janeway backs away and something drips onto her shoulder. She looks at it in horror. It is blood. Quickly, she looks up to the ceiling and stares, terrified, at the unconscious bodies of Taurus and Tuvok suspended high in the air. She looks at Suspiria, whose angelic eyes narrow with hatred.
Now you will know what frail, small creatures you truly are.
What's going on?
I don't know. It's like the entire molecular structure of the ship is coming apart.
Red alert. Bridge to Janeway. Bridge to Janeway.
We're losing hull integrity.
Increase power to structural reinforcement.
Aye, sir.
Forget these people. You're beyond them.
No.
Leave her alone, Tannis.
Remember how you felt in the Aeroponics Bay. You've never felt that way in your entire life, have you?
Get away from me!
That was only the beginning, Kes.
I said leave her alone!
He flings Neelix away with his mind.
Leave him, Kes. He's nothing compared to you. Nothing. You have to trust.
Kes forces him away, concentrating on hurting him as blood trickles from his eyes and nose. Suspiria feels Tanis' pain as Kes rushes to help Neelix.
Suspiria!
Tanis collapses to the floor, and in engineering, Suspiria falls as well. Her connection with Janeway breaks, and the captain drops to the floor, quickly followed by the falling bodies of Tuvok and Taurus. Janeway grabs the modified phaser rifle and fires at Suspiria. Tuvok quickly creates a containment field around her.
So, now you kill me as you did my mate.
No. I told you we didn't kill him. Please try to understand. We don't want to hurt you. We don't want to hurt anyone. We just want to get home. Tuvok, release the force field.
Captain.
Do it.
You'd show me mercy after what I did to you.
Yes, I would.
The little girl becomes an amorphous column of glittering purple tentacles and stretches up and out through the ceiling. In the mess hall, Tanis slowly recovers. Struggling to his feet, he senses her escape.
Take me with you. Please.
Kes watches Tanis disappear and cradles Neelix in her arms.
It appears she has descended into subspace.
Can you track her position?
Negative. The rupture has been sealed. She is gone, Captain.
Captain's log, supplemental. We've resumed our course back to the Alpha Quadrant, but the female caretaker is still out there, with the power to send us home. And I will use all my power to find her and convince her to do just that.
I looked at the team, and I tried to make it boil, but nothing happened. Without Tanis's help, I just can't do it.
Nevertheless, your psychokinetic abilities are still part of you. They might resurface one day.
To be honest, I never want to see that part of myself again.
To which part are you referring?
To the part of me that got pleasure from destroying those plants in the Aeroponics Bay. To the part of me that was tempted to go with Tanis. I never realized I had such dark impulses.
Without the darkness, how would we recognize the light? Do not fear your negative thoughts. They are part of you. They are a part of every living being, even Vulcans.
You?
The Vulcan heart was forged out of barbarism and violence. We learned to control it, but it is still part of us. To pretend it does not exist is to create an opportunity for it to escape. Let us begin. Open yourself to the impressions around you, the thoughts, the minds that are on this ship.